One thing that's sure to come up in those Capitol Hill hearings is the fighting between Shiite-led government forces and the Shiite militia loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The violence is threatening to undo the fragile security gains of the U.S. troop surge in Baghdad and elsewhere. Some Shiite families caught in the middle of the ongoing intra-Shiite power struggle empathize with the Sadr movement and say they're increasingly disillusioned with the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. From Baghdad, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
A small river of human waste runs through Falah Hassan's front yard just a few feet from his tiny cinder block house. Plastic bottles and garbage bob in the putrid water. The problem isn't from some leak or burst sewage drain. He's had to live with this feces stream for nearly a decade. But Hassan says he had hoped the U.S. overthrow of Saddam Hussein and a new Shiite-led government would mean change.
It's been 5 years, and frankly, neither the coalition forces nor the new government has done anything to improve the social and financial situation on the ground.
Hassan is 42 years old and is the main provider for an extended family of 15 on a government pension of about $125 a month. Health problems, he says, forced him to leave his government job last year. He lives in the brutally poor Shiite area of Shawala in northwest Baghdad. A sprawling outdoor market sits just across a makeshift walkway spanning the sewage stream. That stream remains one of the front lines between Muqtada al-Sadr's militiamen and Iraqi and U.S. forces. There's a tense joint checkpoint near Hassan's house. During the recent fighting, his family was caught in the middle. Sadr's heavily armed fighters easily took control of three Iraqi checkpoints nearby. Then Iraqi soldiers, backed by U.S. forces, retook them. Hassan says the battles raged as his family hunkered down in fear.
I was very worried for my family. Of course, we didn't know what would happen, what our destiny would be. We surrendered to God's will.
Muqtada al-Sadr's potent mix of populism and militancy resonates with many desperately poor Shia who, like Hassan, see the intra-Shiite power struggle here as a fight between haves and have-nots. Using bullets isn't the correct way, Hassan says, but I understand why Sadr's men are fighting. He calls Nouri al-Maliki's government deeply corrupt and dysfunctional.
If I go to the city people for anything, they ask me for a bribe. The electricity people want bribes. The water people need bribes. To get a job, you need to pay bribes. Bribes everywhere. Corruption everywhere you go. Can you imagine? To get new ID cards for my kids, I have to pay bribes.
Prime Minister Maliki is insisting Sadr disband his militia. In a statement Monday, the cleric's office said Sadr is now consulting his spiritual advisors and would dissolve the militia if they order him to. Maliki's move against Sadr in Basra 10 days ago, however botched and incomplete militarily, nonetheless earned him some political points with rival Sunni parties and with some within his own Shiite bloc. They've praised him for standing up to Sadr's fighters. Yet Maliki's continued inability to capitalize on the security gains in Baghdad has only further alienated ordinary Shia, says Iraqi analyst Ibrahim Sumaidi.
It's a fiasco that the Shiite parties still can't provide services to the Shiite areas, especially after almost a year of relative stability. That's only increased frustration with the Shiite parties and pushed people to Sadr. Sadr is something of a Robin Hood phenomenon, pushing a revolution of the poor against these comfortable Shiite parties, which have everything, while regular people have nothing.
For others, the impact of the intra-Shiite fighting has moved beyond frustration to despair. Last night, a blood-splattered, panic-stricken middle-aged man wearing only his underwear wandered near a gate of the U.S.-protected Green Zone. Frantic and bewildered, he said his three sons were killed in fighting near Sadr City. He demanded to see Prime Minister Maliki before wandering off, weeping. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.